you probably may not be able to. So what this code here did, so this code here, this is written, if you like, in some sort of embryonic message passing syntax, which the main reason it was used is you notice that this only has three arguments, whereas if I use MPI, I probably have, I don't know how many arguments, seven arguments or some number. So this is actually one of the difficulties with MPI, is that in fact, if you sort of logically, or at least it's simply, MPI does have a lot of unnecessary arguments. But I think if you look at those arguments, there is some reason to have them, because they do actually make it more efficient. So here, I have something which I would call collective communication, which is effectively equivalent to the MPI send-receive, which just says shift information by one in the plus direction from the source processor to the destination processor, where we define, so this is just exchanging between those two processor numbers.